sash. Just a little farther. You claim to have been playing with me, child, Ruin said, stepping up next to her. But you are the one who has been played. The Kolos who serve you, they get their strength from my power. You think that I would let you control them if it weren't for my eventual gain? Vin felt a moment of chill. Oh, no. Elland felt a terrible ripping sensation. It was like a part of his innards had been suddenly and forcibly pulled away from him. He gasped, releasing his steel push. He fell through the ash-filled sky and landed unevenly on a rock shelf outside of Fadrick City. He gasped, breathing in and out, trembling. What in the hell was that? He thought, standing up, holding his thumping head. And then he realized it. He couldn't feel the Kolos anymore. In the distance, the massive blue creatures stopped running away. And then, to Ellen's horror, he watched them turn around. They began to charge his men. Marsh held her.
Hemallergy is his power, Vin, he said. The Lord Ruler used it unwittingly. A fool. Each time he built an Inquisitor or a Kolos, he made another servant for his enemy. Ruin waited patiently, knowing that when he finally broke free, he'd have an entire army waiting for him.
Yeoman was at another window. He gasped quietly, watching.
You did deliver my men, the obligator said. The Kolos have turned to attack their own army. They'll come after your men next, Yeoman, Vin said dizzily. Then they'll destroy your city.
It is ending, Ruin whispered. Everything needs to fit into place. Where is the Atium? It's the last piece.
Marsh shook her. She finally managed to reach his sash and slipped her fingers into it. Fingers trained by her brother and by a lifetime on the street. The fingers of a thief.
You can't fool me, Vin, Ruin said. I am God.
Marsh raised one hand, releasing her arm, then raised a fist as if to hit her. He moved with power, pewter obviously burning inside of him. He was an allomancer, like all Inquisitors, which meant he tended to keep metals on his person. Vin flipped her hand up and downed the vial of metals she'd stolen from his sash. Marsh froze and Ruin fell silent. Vin smiled. Pewter flared in her stomach, restoring her to life. Marsh moved to complete his slap, but she pulled out of the way, then yanked him off balance by pulling her other arm, which he still held, to the side. He hung on, barely, but when he turned to face Vin, he found her holding her earring in one hand. And she Duralamin pushed it directly into his forehead. It was a tiny bit of metal, but it threw up a drop of blood as it hit, ripping through his head and passing out the other side. Marsh dropped, and Vin was thrown backward by her own push. She crashed into the wall, causing soldiers to scatter and yell, raising weapons. Yeoman turned toward her, surprised.
Yeoman, she said. Bring your men back. Fortify the city.
Ruin had disappeared in the chaos of her escape. Perhaps he was out overseeing the control of the Kolos. Yeoman seemed indecisive.
No, I will not lose faith. I must be strong.
Vin gritted her teeth, climbing to her feet. Nearly as frustrating as Elland is at times, she thought, scrambling over to Marsh's body. She reached into his sash, pulling out the second and final vial he had stored there. She downed this, restoring the metals she'd lost to Duralamin. Then she hopped up on the windowsill. Mist puffed around her. The sun was still up, but the mists were arriving earlier and earlier. Outside, she could see Ellen's forces beleaguered by rampaging Kolos on one side, Yeoman's soldiers, not attacking, yet blocking retreat, on the other. She moved to jump out and join the fight, and then she noticed something. A small group of Kolos, 1,000 in number, small enough to apparently have been ignored by both Ellen's forces and Yeoman's. Even Ruin appeared to have paid them no heed, for they simply stood in the ash, partially buried like a collection of quiet stones. Vin's Kolos, the ones that Elend had given her, human at their lead. With a devious smile, she ordered them forward to attack Yeoman's men.
"I'm telling you, Yeoman," she said, hopping off the windowsill and back into the room, "those Kolos don't care which side the humans are on. They'll kill anyone. The Inquisitors have gone mad now that the Lord Ruler is dead. Didn't you pay any attention to what this one said?"
Yeoman looked thoughtful.
"He even admitted that the Lord Ruler was dead, Yeoman," Vin said with exasperation. "Your faith is commendable, but sometimes you just have to know when to give up and move on."
One of the soldier captains yelled something, and Yeoman spun back toward the window. He cursed. Immediately, Vin felt something. Something pulling on her Kolos. She cried out as they were yanked away from her, but the damage had been done. Yeoman looked troubled. He'd seen the Kolos attack his soldiers. He looked into Vin's eyes, silent for a moment.
"Retreat into the city," he finally yelled, turning to his messengers. "And order the men to allow Venture's soldiers refuge inside as well."
Vin sighed in relief. And then something grabbed her leg. She looked down with shock as Marsh climbed to his knees. She had sliced through his brain itself, but the amazing Inquisitor healing powers seemed to be able to deal even with that.
"Fool," Marsh said, standing. "Even if Yeoman turns against me, I can kill him, and his soldiers will follow me. He's given them a belief in the Lord Ruler, and I hold that belief by right of inheritance."
Vin took a deep breath, then hit Marsh with a Duralumin soothing. If it worked on Kolos and Chandra, why not Inquisitors? Marsh stumbled. Vin's push lasted a brief moment, but during it she felt something. A wall, like she'd felt the first time she'd tried to control Tensun, or the first time she'd taken control of a group of Kolos.
She pushed with everything she had. In a burst of power, she came close to seizing control of Marsh's body, but not close enough.
The wall within his mind was too strong, and she only had one vial's worth of metal to use. The wall shoved her back. She cried out in frustration. Marsh reached out, growling, and grabbed her by the neck. She gasped, eyes widening as Marsh began to grow in size, getting stronger, like
a ferrochemist, she realized. I'm in serious trouble.
People in the room were yelling, but she couldn't hear them. Marsh's hand, now large and beefy, gripped her throat, strangling her. Only flared pewter was keeping her alive. She flashed back.